Blog Talk Radio.
All because of Jesus. Come on. Since we are together, let's praise His name.
Because of the blessing.
bless him.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. That'll be coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Elder Kevin Vaughn here. What a beautiful song. I got to give credit to Brother Marvin Winans. All because of Jesus. Wow. Everything is because of Jesus. God bless you, everybody. God bless you. Yeah, thank you. Give him praise. Y'all give God some praise today. Amen. Thank you so much. We're so excited about everybody being here today. We thank God for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But we also thank God for you, everybody listening live right now on the phone and on the internet. Thank you. All because of Jesus. Amen. Hey, also remember, we're always praying for you guys. We don't wait to just Tuesday. We're praying for you. Bishop reminds me, we're praying for you throughout the week, ladies and gentlemen. So we know the power of prayer is real. And we thank God again for Jesus from our Lord. Amen. Amen. Hey, I am convinced, ladies and gentlemen, that everybody on the planet needs prayer. And that's one reason why we're here today. We just thank God for you. Hey, some quick announcements. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You guys can text that out at least 10 times while you're on. You just never know who needs prayer or just request prayer or just want to be a part of prayer tonight as well as Bishop prays later on. Ladies and gentlemen, that number, 347-843-4559. Hey, our scripture for tonight, I'll be reading shortly here, is 2 Chronicles, ladies and gentlemen. 2 Chronicles, I encourage you to read the entire chapter of 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I'll be reading verses 12 through 16. So thank you so much for that. We got to give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the word. The word of God is alive and well. Isn't it? Yeah, it's alive and well, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And we always, always want to remember our leaders, ladies and gentlemen, those who pray for us behind the scenes. We thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw and their wonderful family as well on the network. Thank you so much, Bishop and Doc, being with us tonight. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we'll be opening up the lines later on if you do have a prayer request or a praise report. We just want to have a comment for Doc and Bishop tonight. We'll be opening up the lines a little later on. I'll repeat this later. Just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue if you'd like to say something. It is optional, of course, but we love to hear your wonderful voice. Ladies and gentlemen, we love to hear your wonderful voice as we thank God for all things through prayer tonight and through Thanksgiving. So, Lord, we thank you again for your wonderful, wonderful, wonderful stuff. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the word. Let's go to the word, ladies and gentlemen. This is out of 2 Chronicles, once again, chapter 7, verses 12 through 16. This is some powerful stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night, wow, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, amen, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Wow, amen. It's the Lord thy God, ladies and gentlemen, talking here. If I shut up heavens that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Now, this is a familiar verse, right? Passage of verse here, ladies and gentlemen. If my people, and I'm going to say we are the people, ladies and gentlemen, we are the people tonight. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Can you just imagine the entire, I'll say maybe 75% of the United States, if they did that right now, we would have a major shift in our nation, ladies and gentlemen, if we just do exactly what the Lord just commanded there in Jesus' mighty name. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto thy prayer made in this place. Amen. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever. Amen. And my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That means the Lord will never stop being with us through Jesus Christ. Amen for that. Yeah. Powerful, powerful. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe there on the network, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're just like, so excited about you being with us tonight. We trust you had a wonderful day today, and your day is just going to get better and better and better. So we thank God for you. Hey, let's get to it, and we thank God for Bishop tonight. Let's open up the lines for Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, and God bless you. God bless you. To the Lord, pray aloud again. The grace of the Lord has led us to see another day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We can rejoice and be glad in it, because the Lord is worthy of all our praise, and all the glory and honor goes to Him. And we thank the Lord tonight as we pray with the prayer for the children that is in school and finishing school and out in college. We'll be praying for their safety. We'll be praying that God will keep their minds in perfect peace, that God will show them the way to Him, that the Lord will open their eyes to the truth of God's word, that they will be saved, that they will be set free. And we'll be praying for the families as well, that the parents, we'll be praying for the safety and the guidance of them by the Spirit of God and by the leading of the Holy Ghost. And even God direct their path and instruct them each and every day as they children, as they child, as they children leave home to go to school, that they will return back home safely. They will be in a safe environment even at school, even in their travel, that their travel to school and back will be a safe one. We will be praying that God will protect and have His angels to overcome them and protect them from all danger. Father, we thank you tonight for your grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. We give you glory and honor. We adore you because you alone is worthy of all the praise and all the glory. Lord, we thank you for your word because you want to over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth shall not return unto your void. But it will accomplish that you please, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you said it. We thank you, God. You have given your angel charge over us to keep us from all the danger. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify your name. We lift your name up, and we praise you because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the refuge of the servant in time of trouble. We thank you tonight. We magnify your name. We adore you. Father, as we pray for every child tonight, God, we thank you for their safety, God. We thank you for your angels encamped around about them. We thank you, God, that you saved them, God. We thank you as you protect them as they go out through the day. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over their lives tonight. And Father, your word said, no weapon formed against us shall be able to profit. The word of God said, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, from the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, reveal, expose, and destroy the evil, God, that the child to destroy children's lives, the family lives. Father, we pray for their safety, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray as you protect them each and every moment, God, in their lives. Father God, reveal and expose every crookedness that's about to attack their lives, Father. And we pray that your blood protect them from all the dangers of accidents and dangers of drugs that may, God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray for those teachers with us. We pray for the faculty members, God. We pray for those that are in charge as a teacher at school. We pray, Father God, let them be in a safe environment, Father. Father, we pray, God, the angels of the Lord will protect them in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, and we glorify your name. God, you are so awesome. We give you praise for it, God. Now, unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all we can even think or ask.
We give you praise and glory in advance. We thank you for your miracle working power. We thank you, God, for your saving, keeping power. We thank you for your protection, your angels are careful about your people. Father, we give you glory tonight. And Father, in the name of Jesus, shine your light in every dark area. Father God, reveal, expose the cushioning in this world. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, open our eyes that we be able to see spiritually. Father, we give you glory tonight, and we are doing you tonight, even as we pray for those that have lost loved ones during this season in their lives. We pray for their strength and their endurance. We pray that you comfort them in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, now unto him who's able to keep them from falling. God, we thank you tonight. And we glorify your name as you be glorified. As we continue to pray for this nation, Father, we need you as never before. Direct our path, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover us in your blood. Each and every neighborhood, cover us in your blood in the name of Jesus. I pray for the city, God. I pray for those that have been in the town, God. I pray for, God, every child. I pray, Father, for every mother, every father, every parent. I pray for, God, the relatives in the name of Jesus. Lord, but we thank you, Lord, that you cover them under your blood. We thank you. You protect them, God. We pray because you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. But the chest of our peace is upon you because of your stripes. We are already healed and we get to pray for it even now. God, we thank you. You're making the crooked places straight. God, we thank you that you're saving to the upward. God, we thank you. You're delivering all that have been bound by drugs and alcohol and all any type of disease, all type of sickness, all type of illness, all type of sin. Father, we pray for you to deliver them even now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, and we give you the glory. We thank you for it, God. Your word said one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 fight. We stand in agreement tonight. And God, we honor your word. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your long suffering. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for the blessings of God making rich in Adam no sorrow. We thank you for everything that you're doing even now. Father, we give you glory tonight. We pray for that mother tonight. God, as you strengthen them, God, send them in the utmost, God. Give them the courage to endure, Father. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for those that are sick tonight, those that have diseases in their body, God, because you paid the ultimate price on Calvary, God. And your word says, if you, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there in the middle. And God, we pray that come in the name of that you are a healer. You are a healer. Those that have cancer, those that have high blood pressure, those that have diabetes, those that have all kinds of diseases, you are a healer tonight. We stand in the gap tonight, even though that we don't even know tonight. We intercede, our Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know every secret, God. There's nothing, no secret that you don't know about. And Father God, we ask you to touch the heart of your people everywhere. And we thank you as you work a miracle for that mother tonight. Work a miracle for that father, that child tonight. Work a miracle for that child that has left home and have not returned. And nobody knows where they are. But you know where they are, God. Let them be in the same place. God, cover them under your blood. Let them return home safely. Let them return home. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that miracle tonight. Father God, give them the strength to hold on to your word. Give them the strength to endure. Father, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and the sound man. And we thank you right now. We thank you. We give the glory and honor. We adore you for all that you've already done. We thank you for every open door that you have made available to your people. We thank you, God, you continue to do great and marvelous things. Even now, you continue to bless us in a great and a mighty way. We thank you for it. And God, we pray for those that are less fortunate than we are. We pray for those that are in need tonight. We pray for those that are in lack tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, God. We give you thanks for it, and we magnify your name for all the things you're coming to pass in their lives. We thank you, God. You're wiping away the tears, and you're giving them a joy that passes all understanding. You're giving them an endurance faith like never before. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. I pray for that child that even after they graduate from school and college, God, that they will find a job, that you will bless them in a great and a mighty way, that you will bless them in such a powerful way that God, they will know it's nobody did that but you. And we'll give you praise. We pray for our government, God. We pray for our leaders, our congress, our city council. We pray for everyone that's in leadership everywhere. Most of all, we pray for the body of Christ, the body of believers. We pray that they keep the faith and hold on to your word in spite of what's going on, that they will not shift in left or right, but they'll stay firm on the truth and the righteousness of God and live a life pleasing unto you in every area of their lives. And we can just thank for it in the name of Jesus, and we call those things to be not as though they already are, and no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. Father, we thank you right now for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we thank you, God, as you give the strength to endure to the end. Father, we thank you, and we give you glory. We pray for every soul tonight. We pray for those in other countries and other cities in Africa and Europe and Japan and all other countries all over this world. That's all of the countries. We pray, God, as you raise up another generation that will serve you and live for you as never before. We thank you for our young people all over this place, God, all over this world, that you're using in a mighty way to live for you, God. We thank you. We give you praise, and we give you glory, God. We thank you for all of your miracles that you're performing each and every day. We thank you for the small things that you're doing and the great things that you're doing. We thank you, and we give you praise. You didn't have to do it, but you did, God. You came too, right on time, God. We thank you. You opened the door. You made a way for them, provided for them. Father, we pray for that child that's missing tonight. We pray for that person that's homeless tonight. We pray, God, in the name of that Jesus, that you would touch powerful men and women all over this world, God. Touch our hearts, that we will reach out and touch somebody, God, with the love of God and be a support to them, God, in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for it. We give you honor, God, and we thank you, God, as you raise up that man, that boy, that girl, that child, that individual, that woman tonight that is struggling, God. We thank you. You're giving them the strength to overcome. We thank you. You're giving them the strength to go move forward. We thank you. You're giving them the strength to keep moving forward, not giving it up on you. We thank you. We pray for that man, God, is contemplating what to go. Keep moving on in your word about to give up. God, we pray for their minds. Keep their minds in purity. We pray for families, dear God, tonight, that you will unite families that never before. Satan, you cannot have the family. Satan, you cannot have their lives. Satan, we come against every spirit that tried to break up families tonight. We come against every spirit that tried to throw out lives of children tonight. We come against every spirit that tried to throw out the threads of people's lives. God, we pray that you will bless in a great and a mighty way. And we thank you in advance. And we thank you for the doors that you continue to open. And God, we thank you for favor that you keep giving us, God. You give us favor, God. We give you glory for it. And we praise your name because you alone is worthy of the glory and the honor. We adore you tonight for all that you're doing. We pray for every soul tonight. We pray for every individual that love God, those that don't even know you tonight. We pray they'll come to know you as the Lord and Savior. Yes, you speak to the heart. God, speak to our hearts tonight, God. Speak to us, God. Give us that faith and hold on to you, God. And this is the covenant that we have in you. We can ask anything according to your will. And we know that you hear us without a shout of doubt. We know that you hear us. And we thank you, Lord. And we stand on your word. Hasadalobokondo sekalalabasata. Isadalobokondo sata. Isin Your son, the Lord, will come receive by the Rebecca. And your son, the Lord, will come receive by the Rebecca. You see that, Alaraco. God, in the name of Jesus, you break the back of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. We plead the blood of the Lord. See, come to the Lord. He come to the Lord. See, our body is not going to the Lord. Ah, see, come to the Lord. See, they hold on. In the name of Jesus, we plant them upon those seeds. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for victory right now. We thank you, God. And we give you glory. We give you praise. God, we thank you for answering the prayer that they request, God, and going up before you, God. You already know, God, what they need, God. You already know, God, in the most of the echo. God, in the most shape. Father, yes, son of the Lord, you know, see about this. God, you're a father, you're a mother, God. Father, we'll see, come no son, they come no see. God, we thank you tonight. You be glorified, you be glorified. I stand there, come go about here. You be glorified, God. We'll be able to give you praise. God, see, they come. I seek on the robot shop. God, I seek on no see. Speak on your thunder on the robot. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. We plead the blood of those fire. We plead the blood over that young man tonight. We plead the blood over their lives, God. The enemy will not have them upon those fire. The enemy will not have them minds. We pray over our friend that they make over that child tonight, that daughter tonight. We pray, God, up here. Safely, God, seal the mind with the blood of Jesus. Seal them up on those side. Every Sunday, come to see up our head. I send them up on those side. Come to see up. I never let them see up. Thank you, Lord. I'm out of here. Thank you, Lord. I'm out of here. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. It is so, God. I thank you, Lord. It is so, God. It is so, God. It is so, God. Thank you, Lord. We rest in your word, God. We thank you for your promise, God. We pray for sound mind, God. We pray for sound mind tonight, God. We need our two notes, God. We pray our final. I see I'm open to see I'm open to every undercurrent. I see come no side there. Every see come no love I come to. Every see come no love I come out of my father. It's God all the more shame. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you glory. We give you praise. And we thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer, Bishop, tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just listening all across the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. That was the powerful voice of Bishop praying for everyone on the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, no matter where you're at, that's for you. If you're listening to this right now, that's for you. That prayer is for you. It's for me. If you're listening across the land via the internet, it is for you. And we pray that you receive the word of the Lord, the word of, from the man of God tonight as he's praying for you and us tonight. So we thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. If you're just joining us on the internet, this is prayer time with Bishop John, Dr. Denise Crenshaw. And we always, always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife as well. Doc, welcome to the network tonight. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Praise God for that prayer tonight. And I just want to reflect upon the scripture that Elder Kevin read in the very beginning. If my people, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if there is a condition that if my people would just humble themselves, people that, who, what people that are called by the name of the Lord. If you're listening to me tonight, praise God. I would have to believe that you're one of those people. Every believer, every saint of God, every child of God must be conscious of the need for us to really begin to seek the face of God with the things that are being released upon the earth. For the Lord is constantly striving to get our attention. We even see in the most recent happenings that we've seen in our nation and the things that are happening around the world, that we must consider the earthquakes, the things that are happening, the killings and the incidents and accidents and the things that are happening across the world as we see. And the Bible tells us that these things are going to be in the book of St. Matthew. He said, don't be troubled. So we as children of God, we should not be troubled, but we should pay attention. I always say three things that we need to admonish ourselves to do in this hour that we live in. That's read, research, and pay attention. What do you mean? Read the Word of God. Research the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And then pay attention to the Word of God so that we would know how to adjust ourselves, make some changes in our lives, and make ourselves ready for the soon coming of the Lord. As Bishop was praying for the children in the school system, I was talking to a sister earlier today, and she was sharing with me how things are getting so treacherous in the schools and in high schools, children going in the bathrooms and drinking alcohol and smoking dope, those things that we would not want any of our children to do. But these things are happening in our school system. You say, well, we need to pray. Yes. We need to pray. We need to pray for this generation, the next generation. We need to seek the face of God. And the Lord has made it very, very clear. If my people were to call by my name, would just take time to humble themselves. What does that mean? Got to deny ourselves. Got to get rid of pride. We just can't walk around like with our head on a fog and a cloud as if these things are just going to disappear. Because this is the reality. When we've exhausted all of our resources, there is a resource. Let me say that again. When we have exhausted all of our resources, that is a resource, and that resource is an investment in the Word of God and the name of the Lord Jesus. But the Scripture tells us the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in, and they are safe. So let's consider when we talk about all of our resources of being exhausted. As Bishop began to pray for those who are sick and those who need healing, yes, God is yet a healer by the stripes of Jesus. He was whipped, praise God, with 39 stripes. I believe, praise God, for every sickness and every illness that is. And when you have exhausted everything, somebody's listening to me tonight, praise God, when you have exhausted everything you have in your finances, whatever, there is a resource. That resource is in the power of the blood and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Consider the woman who had the issue of blood, who spent 12 long years seeking and searching, trying to get healing, trying to get deliverance. And guess what? All of a sudden, she had a mind change. She said, wait a minute, I've tried everything else. I've had this concern, this issue for 12 long years. She said, if I could but touch, she began to speak to herself. She spoke to herself. Within herself, she said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I believe that I would be made whole. There are two things that are happening here. That is a tenacity and a will to do something differently. Then there's faith beyond our own personal resources. Faith beyond our own personal resources, I mean, there's faith in the sovereign God. And faith to do something differently. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again. Coming out with the same results makes no sense. Well, there's an answer tonight. The answer is in the Word of God. The answer is in Jesus. He's the one that got up out of the grave on the third day. The Bible said, it is finished, and all power, not some power, but all power is in his hand. And tonight you can access that power through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I encourage you tonight, as Bishop prayed, to hold on to your faith. Don't let go. When Jesus comes back, you're looking for faith in the earth, and we're looking for the blessed hope of his appearing. For Jesus is soon to come. We see the signs everywhere. People begin to reflect upon the eclipse and so many other things that are going on. Let us just simply pay attention. Don't take anything so lightly. Nobody but a sovereign God could allow the moon to completely cover the sun in only certain areas of a country. Really? We've got to know that there is a God. And we know there's a God. And he's given us signs and signs and signs again to help us to realize, praise God, that he is powerful, he is sovereign, and all things are really in his hand. Praise God. And nobody can pluck you or I out of the master's hand unless we allow ourselves to walk willfully out of the presence and the will of God. So I encourage you tonight, stand still when you've done all the standing. Keep on standing. For our God is yet sovereign, and Jesus is soon to come. Hold on to your faith. Don't let go, and continue to pray for our children. Continue to pray for the next generation. Continue to pray for families and marriages. Families and marriages. Vision babies coming after family and marriages. But God is yet able to keep us from falling. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, and back to you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that's the voice of Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, giving us that wisdom and giving us that word. I hope y'all was taking some notes tonight. Bishop prayed earlier that we need Jesus. Come on, folks. We need Jesus. We got to keep the faith. Bishop mentioned that as well tonight. Dr. Crenshaw brought it back up again. Keep the faith, and the joy of the Lord is your strength, ladies and gentlemen. That's the word of God. May your joy always be your strength in Jesus Christ. And Dr. Crenshaw mentioned about read, research, and pay attention. Yes, we must pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. We must pay attention. It's all in the word of God. Everything we need is in the word. We must pay attention to what's happening all across the globe. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is the answer. He's all the answer. Everything we need is in Jesus the Christ, Father God. And we thank you so much for that tonight. So we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw giving us that reminder, but most of all, giving us the word of the Lord tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Hey, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on the internet, this is prayer time. This prayer time is for you. And we're just excited about you listening in, or those listening later on. Thank you so much as well. Hey, we're getting ready to open up the lines, ladies and gentlemen. Hit star one on your phone, star one. If you have a prayer request, praise report, we just want to say some comments there or words to Bishop and Doc. For those that know them, you're welcome as well. Thank you so much for that. Star one, put you in queue. Love to hear from everybody, but it is not mandatory or required, okay? So we want you to enjoy the prayer tonight and enjoy your time in the Lord tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So we thank God for you. Hey, we're going to go to the phone lines. We always love to hear from Brother John. Brother John, God bless you, man. You're on with Bishop and Doc.
Yes, thank you, Elder Kevin, for that opening prayer, and thank you, Bishop, for that awesome prayer. And thank you, Dr. Crenshaw, for always giving us those words of wisdom. And I just want to pray that everybody do as Dr. Crenshaw said, stay alert and stay studying, because these politicians are starting to do some really, really wicked things behind the scenes, and they putting it together like a puzzle. And we got to stay strong and stay in the word. And I also would like to pray for traveling mercies for my wife, who her and her girlfriends is going on a girls' trip, and they're going abroad. And I just pray that they all have a good time and come back safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Brother John. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. The lines are open. If you have a prayer request, praise report, or a comment or question, we'd love to have you tonight. And we'd love to have you. Of course, you can always reach out to us on social media as well, for those who may want to touch bases later on. If you do have a prayer request or praise report, just wherever you're hearing this at tonight or later on social media, just drop me a message. I'll make sure Bishop and Doc get your request or your comment or question, okay? So thank you so much for that. Amen. So we thank God for you tonight. What a powerful time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. What a wonderful time to be alive, where we know the word of God is true and that it's working each and every day in our lives. But we must believe. We must believe that God sent his son. We must believe that Jesus sent the Spirit of the Lord, Holy Spirit, with us. We must believe who the Father is as well. So we thank God for this wonderful time of prayer with Bishop and Doc tonight. Amen. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you, sir.
God bless. As we continue to pray for each other, pray for the body of Christ and the body of the world, as we hold fast to the word, know God works, his word works, and he never fails. The song says he never fails, never fails. So God will always come through for us. As we pray for Brother John's family as they travel and have a safe trip and the journey and come return home safely. Father, we thank you tonight for your traveling grace and your mercy. We thank you. You have given your angel charge over us to keep us. And Father, we give you praise. And Lord, we thank you as you protect them as they go
over the highways, the airways, have a safe travel, and God will return home safely. God, we thank you, and let your angels charge you. You have given your angel charge over them, and we forever give you praise. And it is already so, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We thank God for everybody tonight. God bless everybody. Be encouraged and tend to hold on to the word of God. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. What a great time tonight with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight. We're just so excited about the word of God. We're excited about what God is doing in our lives as well. And we want you to be excited, ladies and gentlemen. Just be excited about what God is doing, because he has all of us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Please know that. But guess what? I know Doc and Bishop teach this all the time. You must speak the word. Speak the word over the situation. Speak the word over yourself. And remember that God loves you so much. So we thank God for this powerful prayer tonight. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for tonight's powerful prayer. Yeah. Amen. Thank you so much. Just excited. Yeah. Great time to be alive, folks. Great time to be alive. And we thank you so much for being with us tonight. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also too, know that we're continuing to pray throughout the week. You know, it's always exciting times there throughout the days and weeks. So we're going to be praying for you. And if you have a prayer request throughout the week, let us know. We'll be glad to help you in that area as well. We'll be glad to pray with you and pray over you and just encourage you in the things of God. So we thank you so much. Hey, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you tonight. Hey, want to leave you with this. Hey, remember to always, always out-love, out-serve, and out-forgive each other. Remember that Jesus is Lord. We want you guys to have a great rest of the evening. And also, most of all, have a powerful and productive week with you and your family tonight, this week, excuse me. So thank you so much for your time. Hey, we're going to leave you with a beautiful song by Brother Charles Jenkins. These are the days of Elijah. Amen. So y'all continue to pray. Don't forget to read that word every day. Read it every day. There's no reason why we can't read it, because it's on our phones, on our tablets, on our computers, on our desk, right? We got the hard copy. We got the word everywhere now, so no excuse. Let's continue to read the word and enjoy the word of the Lord. Hey, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you, and have a great evening, everybody. We love you in the Lord. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
Preparing the word of the Lord, oh yeah. And these are the days of his service, Moses, righteousness being restored. Somebody help me say it. These are the days of your harvest. Anybody receive that? The fields are awash in the world, yeah. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring
tell you, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you might have to scoot over some, because I'm talking about my Savior. Has he made a way for anybody in the house? I want you to sing with everything you got. There's no God like that. Come on, say it.
This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. I want you to have an awesome rest of the evening. And, of course, have a great rest of the week as well. God bless you. And know that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go out tonight. God bless you, everybody. Thanks for being on tonight. All those live right now, thank you so much. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Good night, everybody. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you.